We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
My renovation project, Mike Young. We're going to talk about all kinds of things regarding renovation, either the 203K, which is a loan guarantee program. It's not a loan in itself. And the Fannie Mae's Homestyle mortgage, Homestyle renovation mortgage. Those are just two of the nine renovation mortgages that we work with. And they're the primary ones for sure. Anyway, I've had several calls in the past couple of weeks about our 203K property inspection report app not being able to find it in the Play Store. We looked into it. There was an issue. It has been fixed. The issue was I changed banks for them to dump the money into. That's not one good for me either. Anyway, this application is for 203K consultants to make the required property inspection process faster and not give away a full home inspection. Sure, if you get a 203K and you charge them without letting them know they don't have to pay for a full-blown home inspection, but if they want one, they can have. But many times these are refinances, and if you got a refinance, you don't necessarily want to get a home inspection that you picked up a year and a half ago when you bought the place. So, but that 203K requires a property inspection that we have to disclose or disclaim as not a home inspection. It really makes it confusing because HUD says you have to be a home inspector in the state that you're in or a licensed contractor. So be aware of that. If you want to do it, it works with all of my competitors' softwares as well. So it's a universal program, but it's only on the Android at this time. We did include a 442 compliance inspection report form in it for appraisers and so forth. But they deregulated, HUD being they, deregulated the compliance inspection reports so that anybody can do them. So I included it with your 203K inspection report so that you can now do those reports as well. Gives you one more inspection that you can do for your lender clients. The appraisers have had a lock on these inspections for years, and frankly, they still do unless you let the lender know that you can do them for him too. A couple years ago, they were deregulated, so anybody that knows how to do them, and we can show you that in a heartbeat. If you need more information on how to get more of those inspections, call into our show. Call in at 888-627-6008 and ask me. I'll tell you on the air. Oh, well, most 203Ks and other renovation-type loans go off without a hitch. From time to time, you may find yourself with nobody to talk to on your side of the equation that understands the 203K. We did set up a website to help the public borrowers with that same situation. So if you're having trouble, you're a borrower, you've already got a 203K in process, and everything seems to be going wrong and nobody is helping you, give us a call. We have helped 99% of our callers that come into 203K 911 for absolutely no fee. And the reason we have is because the problems were so minor, absolutely so minor, that we were able to handle it by explaining what to do over the phone or in an email. So if you want know, if you're having problems and you want to know if we can help you, you can go to 203k911.com, scroll down to the bottom and look for the contact form and send us a message. Tell us a little bit about your project and where the problem lies. And that way, when we call you, we'll have some ideas to help you right away, and we won't waste a lot of your time and, frankly, ours. Okay? So if you need help with your 203K, and it doesn't matter, by the way, if it's a homeowner, that's great. We're happy to help them. If you're a consultant and you're relatively new to the business and you don't know what to do with a situation, and you call the people that trained you and they don't answer the phone, or they want you to go on to a weekly webinar and tell the world how stupid you are, we don't do that. We're going to help you one-on-one on the phone. Pick it up. You can call me directly at 916-758-1809. Do not call me for the next hour, please. No, I'm not going to answer it. We're on the show. So you can go to 203ksoftware.com for our training courses. We'll teach you how to market yourself like you won't believe. Now, how many people actually do that? I would guess not very many. If you did it, you'd be busier than you could imagine. I also made an offer on my last show prior to leaving for a vacation that if you want to be on our referral list, let us know. We'll put you on our referral list. We provide a service to our lenders and any lenders out there that are listening. If you've had trouble finding consultants in an area, place your orders on our website. We'll find that consultant for you, refer them, and get your project going faster and save you all those calls where you get a consultant and they either don't answer the phone or they answer the phone and say, well, we don't do that anymore. Well, guys, if you don't do it anymore, notify HUD. 1-800-CALL-FHA. 1-800-CALL-FHA. And tell them, I'm a consultant. Here's my number. I don't do it anymore. Get me off that list. I know that I had a friend of mine pass away, and his wife kept asking me, is there any way you can have that done? Yes. She was getting calls, and he was passed away a year ago. He was still getting calls. I believe there's two more friends of mine that passed away. And I believe one of them is on the list still, and the other one has finally been removed. But if HUD's going to renew or review that list every 2 years, how can some of these guys be dead for 3 and 4 and 5 years and still be on the list? And yet you and me, they give us, they'll slit our throat in a heartbeat. And we're still here. So anyway, if you have a topic you'd like us to discuss, call in and just talk about it. If you don't want to discuss it on the air, then go to 203k911.com and go to the message, the contact form, and tell us about your project. We'll be happy to help you one-on-one. Even if you didn't take our training at yet, as you will, it's well worth it. So let's see what we got in store for us today. Oh, I got a call from one of our newer software users last week asking why he couldn't print the report. Well, if you're a new software user of ours, there's two reasons that you might not be able to print a report. Both are indications of something you did or didn't do properly. If you don't select a contractor, it's not going to print any of the contractor forms. You haven't given it a contractor's name. Now, if you don't have a contractor and you want to print the form, then create a contractor by the name of underscore. In other words, just put a long underscore across that page, a line that looks like, and do it for each category. And when you go to pick a contractor, if you don't have one, you're going to just arrow down one time and it'll come up with that particular one, and then check the box and it'll print all the blank contractor forms for you. The idea in not printing it is not to waste paper if you don't have the form filled out properly. So the other place that might cause it is in our Mac, our work write-up synopsis. That's the third paragraph on a work write-up. What happens there is the firm says something, the total cost of allowable fees and expenses comes to, and then it's got some code. if you remove that code, then it can't go get that information for you anymore. So don't remove that code. Whole idea is to save you time. If you leave that first sentence alone, it will print. It will go find the information based on the information you plugged in, and it will create the right number for that spot. Because I guarantee you, if I ask 100 consultants what those fees are, they won't be able to tell me. Some of them will get it right, but most of them are going to get one little thing they forgot or add one thing that really doesn't belong. We've done it for you. Let us do our job. Let the software work for you. You'll be better off. Let's see, some chatter I heard on the 203K Facebook page about the lender requiring the consultant to match the contractor's bid penny for penny. Well, I hate to break this to you, but there is no section of the guideline that says you have to have a contractor's bid. That is a lender supplemental requirement, and believe me, it's a stupid requirement. It causes delays in getting your 203Ks closed. When you're asking, the consultant is going to put the bid together, and then you ask the contractor to give us a bid. Do you know that for him to put a bid together, he has to get his subs out there? Or you can show him our bid and say, make any changes on this bid you need. And quite often, he'll beat that bid just because he wants the job and he thinks it's a contractor's bid. Contractors, it isn't. It's just where the consultant has put a bid together for this project and identified a total amount for this renovation project. So, do you have to go by his number? No, you don't have to go by him. Communicate with him. Say, look, I can't do it for that. What are you expecting? Maybe he hasn't written the specification of repairs right. In the early days, whenever I wrote a specification, if it wasn't understandable by the contractors bidding the job, then I didn't write a good enough specification of repair. And I used that to improve my specifications. Isn't that cool? So that's kind of where you are. I got a call a couple years ago from my HUD boss down in Santa Ana, California, and he informed me that our bid doesn't need to match the contractor's bid penny for penny. He also informed me they don't have to have a contractor's bid at all, but if they have one and they find that ours meets it penny for penny, HUD will remove the consultant from the consultant roster for 6 months as a punishment for failing to do your own darn bid up front. You're supposed, as a consultant, you're supposed to do an independent bid of that project. Lordy, lordy, lordy. If you do that, your bid will not match the contractor's bid. I guarantee it. HUD guarantees it. So if later they do the match penny for penny, then HUD will take you off the list. And yet every one of us has got that call from the lender. Hey, this has to meet the contractor's bid penny for penny. And if it don't, I'm going to take you off our list. Sound familiar? So what does that do? It puts a consultant between a rock and a hard place. You cannot possibly meet both standards of you cannot bid it or you cannot meet their specification of repairs penny for penny, or you must meet it. So I'm just saying they've done that. Now, when we come back shortly, I'm going to tell you how I get around that. So if you want to be part of the show, please call us at 888 627-6008. We'll be right back after this short break.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
It is a great idea, Mike Kelly. It's a great idea. And if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. In the meantime, if you find a house that doesn't meet every specification that you want, turn it into a renovation loan and make it fit. Realtors out there, if you want to sell every house you show, you know, if you're listening to your borrower, your buyer, and the buyer says, I want 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. I want it in this particular neighborhood. I want it to have a swimming pool, blah, blah, blah. And you get all this list, and you have a house that almost fits that, except it's only 3 bedrooms. Or it almost fits that and don't have a pool. Show it to them anyway. And then say, I know this doesn't have a pool, but I'm trying to get an idea to help you better if this house fits your needs. And if it does, turn it into a renovation loan with Fannie Mae's Homestyle and put a pool in. They'll have a brand spanking new pool that should last them easily 20 years. Now, if it's a bedroom, you found them a 3-bedroom, 2-bath that meets their criteria in every other way, use a 203K or a Homestyle and add a bedroom, add another bath, add a master suite. You leave the master bedroom you already have and make a master suite that would fit this king and queen that are buying this house. So let's go back. How would I handle, or how do I handle, the requirement that HUD says we can't match penny for penny? The lender says we must match penny for penny the contractor's bid. One is, I don't match anybody. The contractor can match me. That's his prerogative. That's one solution. Second solution is, I do my bid. I call it first draft. Hello, save it. It's your bid. Don't ever destroy it. I save everything electronically and then back it up. But as you save that, and then your lender comes back and says, Mike, we got one little problem. Item number 13, you need to increase by $200. Oh, I can do that, because the lender has the right and the responsibility to make up supplemental requirements that make their loan stronger. So if they make a supplemental requirement that we have to match penny for penny, then that's fine. They can do that. HUD can't say anything about it, except HUD says you can't match penny for penny. So what you do is you pull out your original first draft. So here's my bid, here's theirs. They don't match penny for penny, but the lender used their supplemental requirement, making them match before they would fund the loan. Now, I think that's a silly requirement by the lender, because it delays the closing. I had one lender that delayed the closing 5 months because the contractor was not about to stop working and earning money to change a bid that he's already put in. And that came from getting the contractor's bid before you get the consultant's bid. So, anyway, work write-up. Let's see. I looked at a wonderful work write-up yesterday, but it seemed to be selling the former beautiful old house in a country setting. Consultants, when you're writing your synopsis and your work write-up, in the work write-up, the first paragraph is supposed to be all the things you saw when you went out to the property. But if you didn't see a house in its former glory, then why are you writing about it? Okay? Don't write about it. You're not trying to sell that house. That's the responsibility of the realtor. And they've already done that. It's in the sales pitch, sales bills, in the paperwork. They've already done it. They got a buyer now, so you don't have to sell it again. And I lucked out. When I was in high school, they had what they called the Richmond Technical Program, Richmond Tech Program. where we were taught to write about inanimate objects without falling in love with them, without making them sound like I'm selling it. Just describe what you see. Okay? I usually start at the foundation and move up. So this house has a concrete slab foundation, a wood siding exterior or vinyl siding exterior, dual pane windows, all appears adequate but dated. But I'd go through that and start at the foundation and move up, and then I go inside the house and talk about the kitchens and the bathrooms and the floor coverings and so forth. Just describe what you saw at the time without trying to sell it or destroy it, either one. If you talk about the windows are all wood frame and falling apart, that's okay. They recommend they be replaced. If you want to recommend, I don't, but you might. Second paragraph is a description of what it is you're going to be doing to the house. So you might start it like it's going to be a room addition. Additional master suite is being added, a bedroom and a bathroom. The other two baths will be updated with tile flooring, brand new vanities, new shower surround, bathtub, whatever it is. Just describe it. Do the best you can. But you're not there to sell it. Now, the chatter on the internet is always a lot with the consultants right now. They feel, some of them feel that there's too many consultants in a marketing area for them to be, to get what the amount of work that they'd like to get. Well, I'm telling you now that the more consultants in an area, the more you're all going to get if you market your product. I was asked to assist another consultant in Columbia, South Carolina years ago when his consultant was just getting started. He was trying to get more contractors for his list because he didn't know any. So he set up a renovation or rehab contractor group of about 8 people and put them together in a room, and he asked me if I'd drive down from Charlotte to help him be there in case he couldn't answer a question, that I'd be there to answer the questions. And I did, happily. It was an hour and a half drive from Charlotte to Columbia. Got down there, met the guys. They all seemed like nice people. But what was happening is once the consultant started speaking, I noticed that these 8 contractors were, they all seemed to know each other, and they were getting reacquainted like this was not here to listen to the consultant, but they were here to have a reunion of 8 friends. And they had a lot of jibber-jabber, as the old Mr. T used to say. I don't like jibber-jabber, and I don't either. I was a drill sergeant in the United States Army. And when people talk, when they're supposed to be listening, I kind of fall back into that mode. But I decided that day, I just raised my hand. And I said, how long have you been doing this consulting for 203K? And, of course, his answer was, you know, you trained me. I said, they don't. So answer the question. Well, I've been doing this 60 days. And at 60 days, how many 203K construction jobs do you have going? And he said, well, I have 36. 36 jobs. Anybody that uses my training can get 36 jobs in 60 days. I tell them 40 in 60 days, because if they do the job and market the way I've instructed them to, they'll have 40 jobs in 60 days or close to it. If we miss it by 5 days, then I don't think anybody's going to be upset. 40 jobs is respectable. Darn respectable. What happens at 40 jobs is you have about $8,000 a month of continuing income. So you've picked up average fee of, say, $800 times 40. That's $32,000. And now for the next 3 to 5 months, you're going to get $8,000 a month if you do a draw on each one of those projects. Whether you get another new project or not is immaterial. If you do, it'll just add on to that. So you want to try to maintain about 40 projects. If you're not getting 40, you haven't marketed yourself properly. So anyway, I raised my hand again and I said, how many of these 8 people are doing jobs on your 36 jobs? And he said, none of them. They haven't done any of these. And that caught their ear. So I turned around and I said, okay, that seems to have got your interest. So while you guys had been BSing and talking through this man's presentation, when he's trying to show you how to get more business, and you expressed a desire to learn that, and yet you're talking over him. You're interrupting him. So anybody that wants to have a chit-chat, pick it up, take it out of that door, go outside, have a cigarette, do whatever you want, air yourself off before you come back in, because we don't want to know about it, and we don't want to smell it. So if you want to know how to get more business, shut up and pay attention. There come out the drill sergeant in me. So 36 jobs in Columbia, South Carolina, have gone on in the last 60 days, and not one of you guys bid on any of them. And you say, I want more business. And then you talk over the instructor. So listen up. Give him your card. He'll put you on the list. We're not going to let 6 of you or 8 of you bid on one project. We don't need that many bids. But with 40 projects, you're going to bid on, maybe you might be able to bid on half of them right here in this room. So they did. They got their intention, and they listened very, very carefully for the next little bit. I know. So if you didn't know, I was a drill sergeant in the Army. And one of the things that I cringe when I see this on a TV show, when somebody says, when I say jump, I just want to hear how high. Well, that's BS. No real drill sergeant is going to do that. When I say jump, you darn sure better be in the air and not asking me how high. Okay, so that's the drill sergeant that I was. Sorry, but it saved lives in another war. Okay, so let me get on here. Where is our next little place here? So, okay, I took the floor about the 36 projects they didn't know about. And then, okay, shortly after that, I was asked, I live in Charlotte, I admit at the time, and I was asked to be a speaker at a NARI meeting, N-A-R-I, which is a group of remodeling contractors, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. It was in Charlotte, so it was an easy hit for me. They told me that they usually had about 33 people show up at these meetings every month. And they scheduled me about 30 days out. When I got there, I walked in past 95 attendees. 95 attendees. So if you're a new consultant and you're looking for get people to put on your bid list, there's 95 of them right there. Go to your local NARI chapter and ask for a list of their members. But these guys remodel houses. 1-4 unit buildings, exactly what you do. So I spoke, got my 2 cents in, told them all about the 203K and homestyle loan products, and explained to them there's no upfront money. Some lenders won't even give you the HUD guideline upfront money for finished flooring and cabinetry. So you get your 50% deposits made by them. They just won't do it. They have what they call supplemental requirements, and they can choose to do it or not do it. But it's funny how they follow the guideline whenever it's you doing something different. But they'll void that guideline, any part of it, in a heartbeat under their supplemental requirements if needed. So at the end of that meeting, I had put a top hat. I'm a magician too, so I put a top hat on the desk behind me, and I said, or in front of me, and I said, anybody that would like to get a possible book of ours that I wrote, then put your card in here. And when at the end of my talk, I looked in the hat. There's only 5 cards in there. Well, I bought 5 books to raffle off. So I said, well, there's only a couple cards in here. So anybody whose card's in his hat, I am going to give you a book. So I pulled those cards out, and I read them off, and I gave those 5 books out. And somebody said, there's more cards in that hat. And I looked, and lo and behold, there's 90 more cards in there. So take something. If you're going to be speaking to these guys, they like giveaways. Take something you can leave with them that has your information on it. All right. I see Doug is waving at me. So our engineer says time for a short break. We'll be right back. When we come back, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hello, this is Mike Young, back with you. If you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. Be part of the show. We love your input. We'd love to hear your questions. Makes the radio shows seem better. You don't hear the same thing all the time. You may hear some of the questions repeated from time to time, but that's because the other people didn't hear them answered on a previous show. So, but if you want a free copy of our book, just send me about $7. Well, send $7 for the shipping and handling, and we'll be happy to give you a copy of our book. The book for homeowners will save you about, anywhere from $400 to $600 for your consultation. So it has a value. We sell them on Amazon at $19.95. And have for about 5 or 6 years now. Lenders, attention lenders. You know, you've got, we have some marketing for you that'll blow your socks off. We guarantee 50 new loans within 30 days of our visit. And I would venture to say we're probably going to leave you after we do our seminar with 25 to 30 loans applications right there, but while we're there. And then another 20 in a few days after we leave. But we actually put deals together in the room for you, and it's worked extremely well for us over the years that we can guarantee 50 loans. If you want to know more about it, go to one of our websites and send me a note, or just send me an email at mike@my203kconsultant.com. Most fun for me is when they want to do it again, even though they learned everything I did, they usually call me and have me do it again and again and again. So have you ever found out about, have you ever heard about, this is for homeowners, consultants, anybody, have you ever found out after you purchased your home about a good deal, a better financing product? I got to tell you, there's a little known secret about the 203K. If you purchase a house that needs work, you can refinance immediately. As long as you close within 6 months, you can take advantage of all the down payment you made, all the money you put down, as if you put it down in the new loan. Lenders are going to tell you that you must keep these loans for 6 months minimum or 1 year minimum. And that's because they would lose their commission. HUD would go back and take that commission back for that first sale. So if you're going to do this, and they just sold you the wrong product, should have sold you a 203K instead of a 203B, then have that lender do it so they don't lose that commission, okay? And you can get the money to fix your product, your house up, with the purchase or refi. Maybe you sold a home recently as a realtor. Maybe you sold a home recently and you really didn't want to because there's some pretty rough conditions, some of that stuff. But these people had cash and they now don't have the cash to fix it up. Did you know they can refinance that house right now and get the money to fix it up? So if you know an investor maybe who wants to purchase and renovate, sure you do. How about we provide someone, one of our lenders rather, teammates, to loan to investors under the Fannie Mae product? Okay. A low interest 30-year rate loan. So there's no takeout loan at the end of the construction. There's no limit. The construction has to be done in 6 months, 9 months, or 1 year. They can take their time. It makes sense to get it done as fast as possible. And if you don't have a contractor, you need to. I met a young man that does about 17 renovation jobs a month. Lordy, that young man is going crazy building these things, fixing houses up. We did a 203K for him in San Anselmo, and he and I both noticed the empty lot just two doors from his house. He actually built a brand new house on that empty lot. He bought the lot, built a brand new house, and sold it before his renovation was done on his house that he was buying or had just purchased. And that's just crazy. But he had a great contractor. And by having two houses on the same street, his contractor could manage them more easily. Okay, there was one of the questions that came in last week. There seems to be a lot of discussion about the contractor not having a license. Some contractors think they can do a 203K without a contractor's license. Well, most lenders require a licensed contractor be utilized for any of 203K projects. It's just good sense, especially if you're going to be doing electrical work. You don't want to take that on yourself. Okay, so most lenders are going to require it. Even under the self-help program, they're going to want to see a contractor. If you're a licensed contractor in the state where your building is purchased or being renovated, many lenders will allow you to do the self-help. But they make you jump through hoops. You're going to have to prove every check you make on this project. What I would do is get a new credit card and use that credit card for all your purchases of materials. And when you pay somebody, keep track of it that it's on this job and not some other job. So if you're using your employees to do some of the work, which is only logical, you trust their work, you understand them, they understand your requirements, so you use them, but you're using them on five other jobs too, you need to differentiate by a time card or something like that, which hours they're going to be working on your project, on your personal project. And you will not get any profit overhead. Well, you won't get any profit for sure on your project for your labor. Okay. Let's see. States where licensing of contractors is essential will likely have a contractor license. You'll have to have a contractor's license. They were talking about Texas. Texas licenses home inspectors, but not contractors. So if you're a contractor and you don't have a license, move to Texas. You can build houses all day. I don't understand that. It seems to me that inspecting a home rather than, if it's going to require a license, then why doesn't building a home require a license? If your project requires permits and your contractor isn't licensed, homeowner's going to have to take those permits out. If there's any electrical work, I would say let an electrician take a permit out. Let the electrician, a licensed contractor, do that work, which is life-threatening or could be. We were having an issue in my new house in here in Las Vegas, that the house itself has heating and air, and then I have another room that has a wall air conditioner, heat or air, and it kept tripping out. We thought it was because it was getting too hot outside. Come to find out, when the painters went to paint the house and they happened to lean on anything, they were getting shocked. They were actually getting shocked. Somebody had driven a screw through one of the wires and it lit up everything. And when the paint was wet, it conducted the electricity right up to the painters. So we had someone come in and fix that. But if your project requires permits, then you really do need to get permits. And yes, there are projects that don't require permits, but if you're just updating a kitchen, does that require a permit? Yes, it requires at least an electrical permit, because you have to have two circuits in a kitchen, minimum. You can have more, but you got to have at least two, and the building department wants to make sure, so they want a permit taken out on that. We've always offered a list of potential contractors to our clients. We also disclose that this is not an endorsement of any of these contractors, and further suggest to the borrower he can use this list, the phone book, the internet, any of the services like Angie's List. Do anything you want, or your circle of friends, and find out a good contractor that you might want to use for this project. But in no way are we endorsing any of these contractors. We're merely helping them with a list of contractors who have done the 203K and they understand the process and they're okay with it. So that's the key. These contractors know up front that they're not going to get any upfront money, and they're prepared. They're solvent enough to be able to go out and buy materials, get them installed, and get reimbursed. Now, they can put it on a credit card, get a draw, get the money, pay the credit card off, and do it again and again and again. Some contractors don't understand that process, don't like the idea of being invested in their projects. Let's see. Every issue that we found with the 203K revolves around the homeowner and the contractors getting along or not getting along. So as the homeowner, you're having problems, I can pretty much tell you that it's a contractor issue. You and the contractor are butting heads. A lot of that can be solved if the consultant writes a decent specification of repairs. Now, if he says, put in a new bathtub, and you envision a steel bathtub with porcelain, and he envisions a cheap old fiberglass bathtub, you're going to have problems. Now, yes, the consultant might have put in the money for a nice bathtub, but the contractor says it doesn't specify. So I'm going to get you a cheap old bathtub, and I'm going to make a little bit more money on that item. So if your specification of repairs wasn't written strict enough, that's your problem because you hired that consultant. So consultants, be aware. Your job is a necessary job. I did one a while back. I bid $159,000. We were putting a second story on about half of the house because that's all the city would allow them to do. The lot size wasn't big enough to put an entire story. Contractor, I was $159,000. Contractor came in at $298,000. Contractor thought they had a novice buying this house, and they were so goo-goo-eyed over their work on some projects they showed them, they just felt that this was a for sure deal at any price, and they raised their price ridiculously, $135,000 out of kilter. What they didn't know is they had a consultant backing us up, and we ended up getting it done for $161,000 by a different contractor. So, hey, I see the wave at me from the engineer's booth, so I'm going to let you know to call us at 888-627-6008. Be part of the show. We'll be right back after our final break for the day.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, welcome back. If you want to be part of the show today, you can call us at 888-627-6008. We appreciate hearing from you. Contractors, I'm going to give you a heads up. I started to say a warning, but it's not really. It's a heads up. If you hear about the limited 203K, used to be called the streamlined 203K or streamlined K, the limited 203K, there's a lot of falsehoods being out there that are, they're true to the letter, so no one's going to get, you're not going to be able to sue anybody for it, but they're false in your application. What I mean by that is, if you're talking to a lender who does a lot of limited 203Ks, he's going to give you 50% of the money at close of escrow. Some of them actually do that. The other ones will make you wait 2 weeks till it closes escrow and the money's sitting in the lender's disbursement account, at which then you can apply for a draw for 50%. What we do is we put that 50% draw in with the paperwork so that it can come out at close of escrow from the title company or from the attorney's office. Anyway, this limited 203K, you get 50% of the money up front, and then you get 50% upon completion. And it's that completion that's the fuzzy area. So if you're banking on this and you take on three or four or five 203Ks, you may find yourself bankrupt because it isn't upon completion. Most lenders will hold. When you send a final invoice, the job is complete, they will then look it over, spend a couple days doing that, then they'll contact an inspector. If it's over $15,000, they're supposed to use 203K inspectors. And if they don't do it right, which many don't, they'll call out an appraiser to take a look at those items on your scope of work. He may take four or five days to get out there. In other words, what I'm saying, by the time they get that back and review it, then you're looking at 30 days, 35 days, every bit of it, before you get the other half, not upon completion, as you agreed to the first place. It just doesn't work that way. It also has another misnomer. This is a $35,000 maximum amount loan. Well, that's not true. If you bring your bid in at $35,000 or let's say $34,999, it's a full 203K. Has to then bring a consultant in, supposed to. But if these lenders don't actually do the full 203K, they'll tell the people to walk, go find another house that doesn't need so much renovation. That's not the way to do it. Or you'll have to go find a lender. But they'll go back, they'll take items out of the work scope, they'll work it down. That's a no-no. The guideline says that once it trips into a standard 203K, it cannot go back and must not. So lenders, if you're doing a 203K and you're only doing the limited, get approved for the standard just so you can handle this kind of issue. Now, if there's any kind of, first off, it's $35,000 including costs and fees. They run about $800 typically. So the maximum loan amount is really $34,200. Now, if the lender requires a 10% contingency reserve, 10% of $34,200 is, well, let's use the $35,000 number. It's $3,500. So you got to take that out of your construction budget now. So you got 835. So you're just over 30,000. Well, what happened to the 35? Well, it disappeared, didn't it? It disappeared very quickly. So don't go in blind on these things. If you want a course, you're a contractor and you want to know just what you can do on these things, there's certain things you need to find out. One is the lender requiring a contingency reserve? If they are, how much? Is it 10%, 15, or 20? The lender gets to choose. So if you're bidding this thing at $28,200 with a 20% contingency and $800 cost and fees, you're going to be right there at $35,000. But you didn't get $35,000 worth of work. You got $28,200 worth of work, plus you have 20%, almost $7,000 sitting there just in case you discover something that wasn't noticed before. So that's the big thing. That's the when you can get yourself bit on these things. Realtors, if you're looking for a niche product, this is it. This is your niche product. Show or sell every house you show. So you walk, customer comes in, you find a house. You know it doesn't fit everything they need, but you want to double check and you want to take them out and show them this house. It's very close to what you wanted, but it's only 3-bedroom, 2-bath. But with a homestyle loan, we can add, or with a 203K, we can add another master suite, give you 3 bedrooms. Or 4 bedrooms and 3 baths. Or we can add just what you need, just another bedroom. But why in the world are you showing some of these people 5, 6, 7, 10 houses and they're just not happy when you can show them one and say, give me a list of the things you'd really like to see different so I get a better feel what it is you want. And then they give you the list. That becomes the basis of your scope of work. Isn't that neat? So they said, well, I wish it had a pool. Then it's automatically a homestyle loan because we can do the pool and a patio and all that stuff that you can't do with an FHA 203K. We can do with the homestyle. And we can do all the things that you could do with a 203K with a homestyle as well. So now you have a house that you got a deficiency list. These things is what we would change if we bought this house. We'd need a pool. We'd need a patio. We'd need another bedroom. We're not going to do anything if we don't get 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. I said, well, what do you like about this house? Well, I like the design of it. It's pretty cool. I like that. I like this big living room, this great room you got here. This is wonderful. So then you ask them the question. You know, the magic question is, if I can add these things, the pool, another bedroom, would this house be in contention? And the answer is yes, then sell it. Get your consultant out there, let them work up a scope of work, put a bid together, send it out to bid to contractors with the specification of repair written properly. And you've just sold a house without showing the same client 10 or 15 houses. Isn't that cool? Another big thing that we're running into is there are some areas, believe it or not, where the house prices are way beyond the HUD loan limits or the Fannie Mae home limits for that matter. So what do? You got a house. We had one in San Francisco that 10 years ago would have sold for $150,000 and today is $850,000 for a fixer. Isn't that sick? So you got an $850,000 house that needs maybe $150,000, $200,000 in renovation. Is it a FHA? No, because the maximum loan amount is $679,000. So, well, it could be a 203K then. They just have to put the difference up in cash. Well, maybe they don't want to. But they have the money and they could. So I have at least 2 lenders that I know of that have in-house products. that go up to $3 million, purchase and renovation. So this would fit right in there. But they do require 20% down or 25% down. But the nice thing is it includes the renovation too. So you're going to get everything you want. The house is going to be turned into something you desire. It fits your needs exactly. And by doing this renovation, we can paint it all the way through. It'll be fresh paint. We can update the windows, maybe put a new roof if it's old. There's just a lot of different things that we could do to make this the house of your dreams. So I see, let's see. Just to clear something up, FHA 203K loan, there is no such thing. It is a loan guarantee. The loans are made by lenders who the HUD guarantees that they will get 96.5% of that cost of that loan back if the loan is defaulted on. And they have followed the criteria set forth by HUD guidelines. So it is a loan guarantee. HUD is made up of two entities. One is FHA, who is an insurance company that merely insures lenders that you'll pay the bill. And the second one is, the other half of it is VA, which is a lender. VA is a lender. If you've got a client that has plenty of cash down and very poor credit, that happens. What do they say? It happens sometimes. And you're living in California, call up CalVet. With 30% down, they will not check credit. I know from actual experience. I put 30% down. About 4 or 5 days go by, and I said, you guys haven't asked me to fill out any forms or anything. You don't have to, Mr. Young. You put 30% down. Our failure rate or foreclosure rate when somebody puts that down is so close to zero, we don't even do a credit check. Well, I didn't know that. I could have put less down, but I wanted to maintain that payment where I wanted it to be, and I needed to put down 30% in order to do that. So anyway, I do appreciate you tuning in today and staying with us through the show. I would like to encourage you to call us whenever you can and ask your renovation questions on the air. But thank you for being with us today. Join us again next week between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we'll be broadcasting from our Las Vegas, Nevada office as usual. We look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you again.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.